Hi, this is Race Taylor from New York's 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? Welcome to Two Penn Plaza, the 17th floor, 95.5 PLJ, and our brand new performance space. Go ahead, you can applaud. Go ahead. Come. Not for me, it's for the space. And I know you're full of tacos and you're feeling a little groggy because it's Taco Tuesday. By the way, a special thanks to our friends at Temerario. Try to learn how to say that in less than 30 seconds. Temerario is at 8th and 20th in Chelsea. You should try the mezcal, by the way. You should maybe write your name in your underwear, tell your friends you're going there, then try the mezcal and the tequila for the happy hour. You're going to have the time of your life. So thanks to them for making a Taco Tuesday happen. We don't have an official name for our studio yet, so we're going to kind of call it the Thunderdome for the time being because it sounds so official and frightening. Anyone skipping work right now? Anyone skipping school? Anyone up here for the first time? Anyone already had the mezcal and don't know where you are? Excellent. We should remind you that this is being recorded, that there may be a little Facebook action. So just in case you're here with someone that maybe you shouldn't be seen with, you've been warned. Are we good? Are we okay on time? All right. So we're going to get a performance. We're going to get a little chance to chat with our guest today. And I also want to remind you that at the very end, we kind of have this whole meet and greet thing all set up. We know how it goes. So we're going to escort you into a line to the side. And then you're going to walk down and we will put you with the band Perry with your group for your photo. We will take the photo and then give you a card or let you know where to find it online and you can download it. But there is a tight schedule today, so no real time for photos of your own with your personal devices or cameras or anything like that. All right, we're good? Everyone's nice? We got to understand that. Fantastic. I think our guests are ready. And what we like is our guests are really the first band to be in here to christen our space. Luke Perry did a little drum sound check right over there. Luke Perry's the wrong Luke. Luke Perry is still trying to find out what happened to that show on Fox. Luke Bryan was back there doing his thing. Pat from Train, we made him paint this wall right here. He tried to autograph it. We're like, listen, it's a union job. Just hold the brush and go up and down. He was fine, and I think we had someone else in here. Oh, Ed Sheeran stood next to a ladder right over here with a tiny guitar and played a couple seconds of a song that made everybody cry. He barely made it out of here with his underwear on. All right, so now you know some of the brief yet rich history of the Thunderdome. Welcome, band. How are you guys doing? Good? You look fantastic up there. Are you ready for the other three? This is what we like. I think I need a little more action from the crowd for crying out loud. What we love about Kimberly and Neil and Reed is they all have the same last name, so it makes it so easy to introduce them. The new album does not have a release date. No, I'm checking my notes. No release date, but it's called My Bad Imagination, and we're going to hear some songs from that album and maybe a couple favorites as well. Please give it up, and I mean a rousing welcome for the band Perry.
I got so excited about Luke Perry having played in here. I was like, I had a little bit of a fan freak out moment backstage. How you guys doing? You feeling good this afternoon?
Hey guys, good to see you.
Thank you so much for hanging with us. My name is Kimberly. I am the oldest in the family, which means I'm the bossy one up here on stage. Neil, he's the baby and troublemaker in the band. Reed is our fearless middle brother, which means he's the cynic, all right? He's way cooler than the two of us put together. He reminds us of that all the time. Thank you, PLJ, for bringing us all together. We are so excited to be here in the Thunderdome. We do have one suggestion, and that is when an artist walks in, how about like thunder sound effects?
Thunder sound effects.
Maybe lasers? I love Fog. It. Guys, we love you so much. This is all about crowd participation. We need lots of hand claps and foot stomps. This first one is called Best One Yet. We hope you love it. Ready? Come on. fall asleep.
Hey, hey!
Cause you're stuck in my brain. So many fish up in the sea.
Hey, hey!
I'm stuck on your way.
One, two, three,
hey! The light up in the hall.
Hey, hey!
I can't sleep without you.
Awesome. All right, very quickly, because I know everyone's going to ask, Neil, what is that thing you're playing over there on the right-hand side? Not this, the one that you just strapped on, the other little electronic thing over there.
This is an Akai drum pad.
Oh, really?
So basically, we have some really cool, like, sound effects and voiceovers on our recording, and that's what I was doing that
awesome.
Whole song. It's a very subtle but very important part to that song.
Right? If it wasn't there, we would miss it.
You definitely
of course. You very much would.
Nice.
He actually has now added it to all of the songs in the set, so.
I like that.
Bye, all right. Young.
Did you, by the way, your vocal blend is so good. Did you always sing together, the three of you, or did the oldest of the group had to do a little convincing early on?
You know, I remember actually the very first moment that we ever sang in three-part harmony. It's kind of like a little cheesy family anecdote, but our parents loaded us up in this like 10-foot motorhome when we were all kids and took us on our first trip out to the West. We did like 2 weeks and went everywhere from Colorado to Wyoming, and I remember our mom was having to drive one night really, really late, and she like would eat sweet tarts to stay awake because there's a lot of caffeine in them. But she was struggling, right? It's probably like 3 o'clock in the morning, and so we all were just sitting up around, very dangerously sitting up around the driver's seat in this motorhome. And I remember she was like, you know, you can all sing different notes, but they can work together, and it's sort of like we'll make a chord. And it was the first time that we ever just sat there at 3 o'clock in the morning and figured out how to sing in harmony. It was a cool moment.
That is awesome. I also wish that I could have a piano player follow me everywhere for every conversation, because that is That is just it right there.
It just sets dramatic tone, right. It sets a mood.
We're having tacos and macaroni and cheese at my house 6 o'clock tonight if you want to bring that thing by. It's going to be delicious. Everyone will love it. So can you tell us, where did you record the new album?
So the new album, most of it was written and recorded in Los Angeles, which was a really fun experience for us because a lot of times when we've written our last two records, we'll do it sitting just on these three instruments all together in our little music circle that's our safe space. But for the first time, we were like, let's get out of any comfortable environment that we've ever been in and go and put ourselves in a studio in LA and sort of have the beats being made while we're writing the song. Let's see what we write when we do that. And so this really amazing thing happened, and we, for the first time ever, making a record, we were as obsessed with the way that it sounded as we were the words and the melodies that we were writing. And so it was this perfect marriage that we had really not gotten to dive 100% into on the first two records. It all kind of came together on the third. So we're so excited to be playing some of these new songs for you guys.
That's awesome. Especially since many people say A Pioneer was perhaps one of the best albums of that genre for like the last 15 years. So that's a big statement.
You
worked with Rick Rubin in the past.
We have, yes.
Yeah, this guy, if you don't know, is responsible for music from Adele to the Red Hot Chili Peppers to, I could go on, Metallica, Jay-Z, you keep naming, the list goes on and on. Do you bring a guy like that on for this project, or is there someone else who helped produce this album?
We had a lot of producers on this record. John Bellion, who is actually a New York boy. He produced the best one yet, actually the first song that we did, which was A Dream Come True. There's this guy, Benny Cassette, who's actually just about to release an artist project. He's from from Kanye's Beat Camp. We are Kanye stands, if you guys know us. And so that was a good time. And then Jeff Basker, who did, he's done everything, decades worth of music. Yeah. I would say he's like a Rick Rubin-esque sort of a leader in the music room. So
right.
It's been a really, really fun project.
With or without the beard?
With or without the beard.
Oh, you're talking about Rick? Oh, yeah. With the beard.
Okay, so it's Rick with the beard.
All his musical secrets are kept in there.
Is that what's in there?
Yeah.
I expected a garden gnome. Maybe some leftovers. That's fantastic. All right, so the piano's working, and I see a little strumming over here. How about another song?
Yeah, we would love to. We wanted to play you guys next the song that probably introduced all of us to each other, and it would be a great honor if you know it. If you would help us out. This is If I Die Young. If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, sing me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Just enough time. penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. There was so much more after I'm a goner, and maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead, how people start listening.
That is awesome. If I may be so bold as to ask, where is your Grammy?
Well, we have three, which is a cool thing. You know,
okay.
We say technically we've won one Grammy as a band, but we have three of them.
Right.
So we
yeah.
kind of, where is yours? I don't even
know. Mine, I have this desk and there's a mantle above the desk.
You have a mantle Grammy?
Yes, I have a nice. Mantle Grammy.
I have no idea. But it's so, I mean, I was so excited. I just actually am the most disorganized human being on the face of the planet. So it is somewhere in my house, but I'm not 100% sure. Where's
right.
yours? Do you have a mantled Grammy too?
Yeah, I technically have a mantled Grammy. I'd like to tell people like it's in front of the toilet in the bathroom, but it's not. It's just on a boring mantle.
I was like, they're gold. So it's like, wouldn't it be cool to just put it on a chain? You know, just kind of wear your Grammy everywhere.
Absolutely.
You know there's sure. actually an official like way that you have to present your Grammy. Like they come with a form that says it has to point this way.
Really?
Yeah,
right?
So apparently.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
Having seen your cover of Fat Bottom Girls on The Letterman Show, it is no surprise that you're working your way into the pop world because that was an amazing performance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Who would you say is your earliest pop and rock influence?
Oh, geez. Well, I'd have to say our dad. Not because he played the music, but because he introduced us to Queen and the Rolling Stones. I remember the first show we ever played was in our living room, you know. And Neil was actually back on the drum kit at that moment. He was 8 years old, like, doing Led Zeppelin covers. He was a complete Zeppelin head. But I can remember dancing to Michael Jackson with my mother waiting for the school bus, you know, in, like, second grade. So, and then we would listen to bluegrass on Saturday nights. We always just had a ton of music playing at our house.
Right. Is there, in the writing process, when you're getting set to go in the studio, do you have, like, a no radio rules? Do you not want to be listened or subliminally influenced by anybody else? Or do you just go with whatever's out there?
We're fans of music, so I feel like there's always a radio somewhere.
Yeah, there's always a radio. We always get on either like SoundCloud or stuff like that and just kind of see what's new. Just because we do like to be inspired, you know, we're big Chance the Rapper fans right now. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everybody smiles when you say Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
He makes me so happy.
And it's so different what he's doing.
Yeah.
By the way, he gave like more than $1 million yesterday to Chicago Public Schools. How awesome is that?
Absolutely amazing.
Kimberly, before the next song plays, this is maybe more of a question just directed towards you, but are you having more fun as a brunette than you did a blonde?
Absolutely. You know what the difference is, though? Everybody always says blondes have more fun, but brunettes are more discreet. So we get away with more. You
but
know
the
what I'm
bangs,
saying?
The bangs kind of though take that away.
The bangs are a little more itchy, but I'm liking my new look for sure.
She's pulling like an Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction, don't you think? She's
Pulp
got that
Fiction
sort of vibe.
A bit longer, you know.
A little bit. By the way, you crushed it on the Family Feud a while ago. Do you do all the heavy lifting, Kimberly?
Well, you know, we actually had, so we did Family Feud. Y'all don't laugh at us, okay? But we made it to Fast Money, and the whole story was like we were down for the count the entire first three rounds, and this lucky break happened, and somehow we got to go to Fast Money, if you know the game. So Reed and I had already figured out that I'm pretty good at instinct, right? So I'll get a lot of the number one answers, but for whatever I mess up on, he's the cleanup guy, right? He can clean up all of our mistakes and messes. And so I did a really good job, though, so he only had to get 4 points when it was his turn.
That's right. 4 points. That was all you had left.
I got him, though. I got him.
That's what's impressive.
That's all that matters. Yeah. Technically, I won it for us. So.
Yeah. Out of 200 to bank 196, you know. Yeah. Forget about all this music stuff. That's impressive. Yeah. That's impressive.
The claim to fame.
I hear a little bit of the brand new song. Remember, the brand new album is called My Bad Imagination. It is coming soon. Thought I'd maybe let you give the formal introduction to this while we get set to close out your performance here in the Thunderdome. Ladies and gentlemen, the band Perry, one more round of applause, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate you spending your afternoon with us. We wanted to play you our brand new song, which is called Stay in the Dark, and it talks about being alone with the one that you love the most in the whole world for a second, because outside that door, things are crazy, you know? Sometimes you just gotta get in the dark and love a little bit. We hope you guys love it. Thank you again, PLJ, for having us in. Hope that you guys have a great rest of your week, and if you know this one, help us out. You ready? So stay in the dark.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. The band Perry, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now, head on over to Stage17NYC.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.